we now turn our attention to some stocks that showed up on the Fool Radar this week. Joining us once again is Motley Fool analyst Stephen Simpson. He joins us from Durham, North Carolina. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's begin by talking Apple Computer. The company reported earnings earlier this week that didn't quite meet some lofty expectations, and in a move that made many a headline, Apple also unveiled a new video iPod. Your take on Apple?
You know, Apple is an interesting case because they're led by a guy, Steve Jobs, who is definitely quirky, but also absolutely a legitimate visionary. And that always makes things a little interesting with a company like Apple.
And let me ask you, Stephen, a lot of people would think they reported such great earnings, looked awesome. Everything seems to be going so well. How could the stock sell off?
The stock sold off, I think, for two primary reasons. First, analysts chose for their own reasons to put their estimates above where the company was actually guiding. And second of all, although I don't think the stock is ridiculously overpriced, it's priced with some pretty high expectations. And so when you fall even a hair's breadth short of what people want to see, you can get hit pretty hard in a market like this.
It was a rough week for Krispy Kreme. The stock was down almost 13% just on Wednesday alone. The company's dealing with accounting issues, financial restatements, and franchisee lawsuits recently. The company may be dealing with bankruptcy at some point. That has, of course, been speculated for many months now. Stephen Simpson, what do you make of Krispy Kreme?
Well, this is a great product and a good brand that was just savaged by terrible management. And you know, it's hard to say if people who buy the stock today are going to come out, because I think there's still a very good chance that this thing is going to head into bankruptcy. And while I think the company and the brand and the donuts will survive, I think today's shareholders may not.
Mm. You know, this is an open recommendation of mine, and it is one where I have been killed. Fortunately, not literally, but figuratively killed as an investor by simply patiently holding on to Krispy Kreme, thinking that perhaps it would come back. The stock has not really done that well. The frustrating thing for investors, I think, is that we don't really know why it's going up or down on a daily basis. The company has been hush-hush for legal reasons in many cases, and it's hard to really interpret why the stock would go up or down a dollar on a given day.
Yeah, and you know, this is a case where that light at the end of the tunnel may be an oncoming train. And I think what you're seeing is you have a lot of retail investors and you have a lot of hedge funds who are just using this as a day trading plaything. And when that happens, especially when you have kind of a charged atmosphere about is it going to go out of business or not, that can really make for a volatile stock.
Mm. And finally this week, Stephen, some good earnings from a dependable company over the years and not a bad stock either, Harley-Davidson. What do you make of Harley-Davidson these days?
Well, you know, this has to be considered one of the best brands in the world. I mean, people talk about Coca-Cola and brands like that, but how many people tattoo Coca-Cola on their bicep? The thing that worries me about Harley-Davidson is you're seeing a little bit more bad debt expense in their numbers. You're seeing a shrinking premium to the manufactured suggested retail price from dealers. And frankly, I'm just worried about how big of a pool of customers they have, because I think a lot of people refinanced their houses, took that pile of cheap cash, and went out and bought HD TVs and boats and motorcycles. And once that all kind of winds down, I'm not sure you're going to see quite high demand for these pretty expensive motorcycles.
Mm. So you don't own a hog, and I don't mean the animal.
No, I don't own a hog, but you know, I got to tell you, the stock looks kind of interesting here. I mean, I'd like to get it a little bit cheaper, but when you got a great brand, great returns on assets, and very good cash flow, it's really tough not to like that, especially when people like me are doubting whether or not they can keep growing.
And to close, Stephen, this has been such a winning stock over the years. Just the last 10 years, up 7 times in value alone. But this is Harley-Davidson now nearer its 52-week low than its high, down 20% or so over the last year. A lot of times when that happens as investors, we get interested. We start saying, hey, this has been a great company for good reasons that we think will continue in future. It's on sale now.
Exactly. You had the same opportunity with companies like McDonald's and Disney in the past, and both of those prove that buying a great company at a great price is a great decision.
Stephen Simpson is an analyst at The Motley Fool. He joined us from Durham, North Carolina. Stephen, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Join the ranks of all those midnight riders who put down all the shaps and spurs and guns, brushed off that roundup dust and